Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms, a low of 62. A Racine man was charged today with first-degree intentional homicide for allegedly strangling a woman and dumping her body into a dumpster behind the Sunshine Supermarket. 49-year-old Harry Fumich has also been charged with hiding a corpse and robbery with the use of force. According to court documents, Racine police were contacted by a man who said he helped Fumich dump something he later learned was a body into the dumpster under the balcony of an apartment above the grocery store. The container had already been picked up by the time police arrived Wednesday morning, and they recovered the victim's body from the dump on Oaks Road. Fumich allegedly told investigators the victim owed him money, and he wrapped an electrical cord around her neck, but didn't realize she was dead until she went limp. He's then accused of going through the victim's pockets, taking money and methadone, which he later sold. Fumich is being held in the Racine County Jail on a $500,000 bond, and a preliminary hearing on the charges is scheduled for next Wednesday. Several Kenosha residents were displaced from their home early this morning by a fire that apparently started in the kitchen. City firefighters were called to the 4700 block of 19th Avenue about 3 a.m. Initial reports had several adults and a baby inside, and later someone going back into the smoke-filled home. Everyone was eventually accounted for. The fire apparently started with cooking materials. No one was hurt, and the Red Cross was contacted about offering help to the displaced residents. There's a closed-door meeting tonight of both the Executive and Health and Human Development Committee for Racine County to interview officials from three Illinois firms with the best offers to purchase the Ridgewood Care Center. Corporation Counsel John Lehman tells WRJN News there will likely be a wide variety of questions given the importance of the issue.
We're preparing a list of questions as guidelines, but it's absolutely anything anybody wants to know. And I anticipate there'll be questions that may be unique to one and not the other, only because people are doing their own, you know, Google research and et cetera. So there's a path to follow, but it doesn't, you know, we can allow anybody to deviate off the path, whatever, but within the time frame.
The timeline, subject to change, says a recommendation could be made after tonight's meeting to start the process of negotiations, but with a final county board vote not scheduled until December 20th. The candidates in the 63rd Assembly District outlined why they believe they should be elected this November during a debate last night at Case High School. Republican incumbent Robin Voss and Democrat Andy Mitchell answered a variety of questions at the gathering sponsored by the local chapter of the Association of University Women. The candidates were asked if they support Governor Walker's decision to allow the UW Credit Union to refinance student loans. Voss said yes, but believes more needs to be done.
The bigger issue with student debt is the cost of higher education. That's really what it is. I'm proud that we've had a four-year freeze on tuition for every single student from inside the state of Wisconsin. I continue to support that. I support it for one more year. I think that we should probably have a modest tuition increase after 5 years to guarantee that we don't have a degradation of the UW system.
Mitchell called it window dressing.
The best way to work with student loan is providing great jobs for students that provide a good income, and he brought up the freeze. So I guess I would like to know why we can't just fully fund the university, and then with an agreement that tuitions would come down.
The candidates also fielded questions about changes to election and open records laws and partisanship in state politics. The third annual Bridging the Gaps in Mental Health Symposium will take place this evening in the St. Luke's Health Pavilion at the Ascension All Saints campus in Racine starting at 6 o'clock. The gathering is to include personal mental illness recovery stories. Ms. Racine Haley Schottner, NAMI Racine County Outreach Worker Mary Wilson, and Dr. Sahela Broke, the founder of Infinite Potential Central. A panel discussion is also scheduled with participants to include Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave and Ann Hysaw, a therapist at SC Johnson School. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.